love that song. That's one of my wife's favorite songs as well. So whenever I play that, I always dedicate it to her. Because that is a very sweet, jingly-jangly song from Unrest. The track was called Makeout Club. And that is coming off of the Washington, D.C. band's seventh and final album, Perfect Teeth, released back in 1993. Up ahead of that, great stuff from Allie and AJ. Probably one of my favorite tracks of the summer, track called Take Me. And that's the first single released from the California duo's awesome new EP called 10 Years. And that was released November 17th of this year, 10 years after the release of their last album, Insomniac. So you can see why they named it 10 Years. Anyway, 10 Years is a great EP. You should check it out. The Go Team up ahead of that, with a track called Mayday. It's brand new stuff from the Go Team. And that's from the Brighton, England band's upcoming new album, Semicircle. It's out January 19th. The U.S. tour kicks off March 24th in L.A., and they'll be here in our area Sunday, April 8th at the Sinclair. And you can go to thegoteam.co.uk for tickets and information. And I suggest you do, because they are so much fun live. If that track Mayday is any indication to you, if you've never seen them, and I've played them here before, their other tracks, but imagine all of that sound and all of that, like, clapping and sing-along, call back and forth. It's great. It's great live, and that is, like, 100% even better. So check them out. Again, they're here at the Sinclair April 8th. Sinfang Sole and Arvar Smartason. You know, I've been playing that Icelandic trio's music all the time. They've been releasing one single every month, and this is their brand new one for November. It's called The Sun Will Go Out, the 11th single from the Icelandic super trio. And this month, it's December, they'll release their 12th and final single. And then those three are going on a European tour, and they're going to play that album. And we're going to try to make some travel plans around that tour, because I would love to see those three playing those songs live. And speaking of Icelandic music, East of My Youth, kicking off that set with a great one called Go Home. It's the new single from the duo, which was released in November, and hopefully we'll have a full length from them containing the singles I've been playing for you in the new year, which is, you know, right around the corner. All right, my friends, at the top of the hour, which can mean only one thing, and you know what that is, right? It's time for the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Each week, I pick out a song that I love the most from the week and play it for y'all. And I've been doing that for a while. You can go to Music Savage to find all the songs of the week, and you can also find them on the WMFO blog. Again, I've been doing this for about a year and a half now with the songs of the week, so I got a lot of them. So I'm going to play you the new one, and then this whole set is going to be older songs of the week. So everything you hear in this set was a song of the week, including this new one from one of my favorite artists these days. She had an album out this summer, which came out on June 23rd, called Little Thunder. It was her debut album. Her name is Fiona Silver, and this is her follow-up single to Little Thunder, and I think you're really gonna really like it. I do. It's very James Bondy. It's perfect song of the week. Enjoy. WMFO Medford.
Let me comes the fall, the falling of rain. Say goodbye to it all. It's too hard to explain.
come alive when I'm safe out, safe outside. In a hive where the bees can't take flight. Oh my God, you're here tonight. It's not so black and white. And I see you smiling, but I felt so upside down when you were on the ground, 'cause you weren't smiling. Oh, I felt my body lose. I won't ever see that day. I won't ever see that day again. My blood and bones are bruised. I won't ever see. Breathing a light like carbon dioxide. Ask me why this love life died. Oh my God, you're there tonight. It's not so black and white, and I see you smiling. Oh.
the praise with a blistered hand.
Wonderful Maggie Rogers right there, ending the songs of the week set with a great one called On and Off, and that's from her incredible EP, Now That the Light is Fading, released this past February, and lucky enough to see Maggie Rogers this year. April 10th, as a matter of fact, she played at the Sinclair to a sold-out, packed-in crowd, and it was really fantastic. So next time she comes around, you should be there as well. Up ahead of that, with a great one from, what did I play for you? How did I forget? Oh, Modern Pleasure. Ah, come on. Great one called Bliss Up, and that's from the Leeds five-piece band, released back in April, and there's still no word of a full album, which contains the singles that were released this year from Modern Pleasure, but hopefully that'll change in the new year. Meadowlark up ahead of that, Body Lose from their great new album, which is called Postcard, and that was released A couple months back, I know that Body Loose was released on June 30th, and when it was released and it was sent our way, Music Savage, it was just fantastic. I've been playing it a lot on the show. As you probably know, up ahead of that, Stars doing Privilege from the Canadian band's fantastic new album, There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light, released October 13th, and kicking off the set with the brand new WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week, Fiona Silver, with a great one called Here Comes the Flood, and that is the new single which follows her debut album, Little Thunder, which was released back in June 23rd. I'm digging that New York musician. She has not played in the Boston area, but hopefully that will change very soon. All right, my friends, let's get back into the music. So speaking of the Sinclair, where I had told you I had seen Maggie Rogers, let's get into a set about upcoming shows in the Boston area. And this band, His Golden Messenger, will be at the Sinclair next week, Wednesday, December 6th. His Golden Messenger has a new album called Hallelujah Anyhow, and here is a great single from the record. Where is it?
Yeah. up on the stage. I make this claim, now let me explain. Since she lost you, Jackie's only happy when she's up on the stage, freeing the truth of make-believe. Since she lost you, she's up on the stage. She'll make you believe what you would never believe. Since she lost you, Jackie's only Jackie when she's up on the stage, living bodies that actually move. Since she lost you, isn't on stage. See the effects of sexual neglect. No script, no crew, no auto cue, no audience telling her what to do. Exit, exit, everybody's running to the exit. 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 Exit, everybody's heading for the exit.
Out there. to the bottom. Take me down, everybody down. Take me down, down to the bottom.
That's some rock and roll right there. Music from LA band Dorothy. Great new single from that band called Down to the Bottom. And that is coming up on their upcoming sophomore album, which is due out sometime in 2018. And Dorothy will be at Paradise Rock Club Friday, January 12th. Up ahead of that, Air Traffic Controller, wonderful new single called After Party. I really like that song. And that's from the Boston band's fantastic new EP, Echo Papa, which was released on June 23rd. And those guys will be at Middle East Upstairs Thursday, December 14th. Up ahead of that, a great new single from Morrissey. I love me some Maz, a great single called Jackie's Only Happy When She's On Stage. And that's from his brand new album, Low in High School, which is out now. And he is going to be at the Orpheum Theater Thursday, December 7th, which is next week. And I'm very excited because I'm going to be there with my buddy John Ryan. We're going to have fun. It's Morrissey, and he always puts on a good show. His Golden Messenger up ahead of that, kicking off the upcoming area show set. Wonderful new single called Domino, Time Will Tell, from the North Carolina band's fantastic new album, Hallelujah Anyhow. It's so good. And that's out now on Merge Records. And His Golden Messenger will be at the Sinclair Wednesday, December 6th. There is so much good live music coming our way. And I'm really excited about it. So go out and see music. You know, that's one of my mottos. Go out and see live music. Music makes everything better, and live music makes everything that much better. All right, my friends, the Music Savage Show is winding down. All good Music Savage shows must come to an end, I suppose. I'm going to get back into it now with something from George Harrison. George Harrison passed away 16 years ago. On November 29th, 2001. So this past Wednesday was 16 years since we lost George Harrison. And this is one of my favorite tracks of his. Enjoy George Harrison, The Music Savage Show. Not for you.
if not for you.
I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford. And that's it. That's the Music Savage Show. Ending with Throwing Muses, Bright Yellow Gun from 1995's University. Great stuff from Kelsey Kerrigan up ahead of that. Driving Around, that's the debut.